sight. Not a star was in sight as we rolled down the hill to Random West. On a CNR bus that had caused quite a fuss by replacing our Newfoundland Express. In a seat in the rear sat a man who was here to see how long it would take to make the dash. Now old Macmillan, they said, a promotion would get if his buses could save our railway cash. In a seat just ahead sat a lady in red, Maggie Hawkins from Upper Gully's Tram. She weighed 23 stone, and the bus gave a groan as she stood up and started for the back. It was Maggie's intent, as the floorboard she bent, to enter the powder room in back. It was a small 2x4 with a hatch for a door situated beneath the luggage rack. Now all the crowd gave a roar as she opened the door, and old Maggie, to force herself, she tried. But at last she got stuck like a Lundgren truck. It was plain that she'd never get inside. She went back to her seat, dripping sweat in the heat, saying, oh, how I miss the good old train. And if this thing doesn't part until way after dark, my poor kidneys will never stand the strain. Said a man turning pale, she's been drinking again. Give her first aid, this surely is a crime. But old Macmillan jumped out, in the island did shout, keep her rolling, we're making record time. For an hour they drove, till outside Arnott's home, old Mac stood up and started for the door. And with his stopwatch in his hand, Gordy Macmillan took his stand, told the driver to put her to the floor. Now with a final lash shriek, Maggie sucked in her cheeks, and a great burst of fire and of steam, and a thunderous roar that shook the valley and the shore. And the bus flew apart beside a stream. There were 23 men when the rescue squad came. Not a trace of old Maggie could be seen. Old Macmillan went blind, one poor man blew his mind, and the driver woke up in Lamoille. Well, on the crest of a hill, just outside Clarenville, stands a tombstone to mark Mag's last remain. May her soul ever fly to that great bathroom in the sky, for she's the lady that gave us back our train.
It's a Eastern Discount.
Things belong. The creaking old mill is still Maggie, where we used to sit long ago. The grain grove is gone from the hill, Maggie, where bars the daisy strong. The creek in the mill is still, Maggie, since you and I were.
Halifax.
Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is on. Now when I had the money, honey, things were just fine. You spent my money like I was mine. But now you mistreat me cause my money is gone. So gold digging, mama, you can start moving on. Shoveled out the sweet talk when the pay dirt was paid. Now all you shovel out is just a dirty dig. Well, stop digging, honey, cause you're wasting your time. This old gravy train is at the end of the line. Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is gone. Prospecting all around on the side. But this old mule now has had his last ride. So stop walking, woman, cause your grub stake is gone. The gold rush is over and the bond rush is on. Oh, the gold rush is over, so honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim now on some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, tell my money is gone. But the gold rush is over and the bond rush is on.
It's Eastern this.
Don't seem like Christmas if the mummers are not here. Granny would say as she'd knit in her chair. Things have gone modern, I suppose that's the cause. Christmas is not like it was.
Mark, what's the noise out by the porch door? Granny, tis mummers, there's 20 or more. Her old withered face brightens up with a grin. Any mummers, nice mummers, loud in. Come in, lovely mummers, don't bother the snow. We can wipe up the water, sure, after you go. Sit, if you can, or on some mummer's knee. Let's see if we know who you be. There's big ones and small ones and tall ones and thin. Boys dressed as women and girls dressed as men. Humps on their backs and mitts on their feet. My blizzard, we'll die with the heat. There's only one there that I think that I know. That tall fella standing or alongside the stove. He's shaking his fist for to make me not tell. Must be Willie from out on the hill. Now that one's a stranger if there ever was one. With his underwear stuffed and his trapdoor undone. Is he wearing his mother's big party till bright? I knows, but I'm not gonna say. Don't suppose you find mummers would turn down a drop. No homebrew or elky, whatever you got. Not the one with his rubber boots on the wrong feet. He's enough for to do him all week. Suppose you can dance, yes, they all nod their heads. They've been tapping their feet ever since they came in. Now that the drinks have been all passed around, the mummers are planking her down. Be careful the lamp and hold on to the stove. Don't swing Granny hard, cause you know that she's old. No need for to care how you buckles the floor, cause the mummers have danced here before. My God, how hot is it? We'd better go. I allow we'll all get the devil's own coat. Good night and good Christmas, mummers, me dears. Please God, we will see you next year. Good night and good Christmas, mummers, me dears. Please God, we will see you next year.
Okay.
Well, the night was late, I was all alone in the city of T.O. When I stopped inside a little bar, a place I often go, I ordered up a rum and coke and was reaching for the fee, when a little hand laid a dollar down, said, "Sir, the drink's on me." Well, I turned around, saw her Colgate smile. She was too sweet to be true. Her hair was like the sunset, and her eyes were God's own blue. Her pretty clothes, her freckled nose, it was beauty wild and free. And my eyes rolled round when I heard her say, "Sir, will you marry me?" She never spoke, I know, for an hour or so, and then I heard her say, "My daddy, he's an oil man in the good old USA. He'll be so proud, you'll be his son, have a share in the Texan gold. You'll have nothing to do, only sit at home, watch the pig and whistle show." Oh, the church was darn near empty when I signed away my life. The parson sweetly smiled and said, "I pronounce you man and wife." As I walked the aisle, my face was smiles, and I held on to her hand. But I almost cried when she said, "I lied, I came from Newfoundland." Well, very next day we were on our way to that island in the sea, into an unknown future, not knowing what my life would be. Well, in Port Avast was there I asked, "How will I earn my bread?" She said, "It's fish and welfare, the way my daddy did." Well, the bus had stopped and out we got, her dad was standing there, his rubbers pulled up o'er his knees, spitting baccy in the air. It was twice as dark as Miller's Cave, I was almost scared to death. He said, "It's not Toronto, boy, we've no electricity yet." Now I'm tucked away and I'm here to stay, but there's one thing that I know, I'll never more see my western home or the pig and whistle show. But if you ever come to Newfoundland, come and see me in my camp. I'll be in the bed reading comic books by the light of the kerosene lamp. I'll be in the bed reading comic books by the light of the kerosene lamp.
Halifax.
When the moon shines on the cow shed and we're rolling in the hay, all the cows are out there grazing and the milk is on its way. I am a cider drinker. I drinks it all of the day. I am a cider drinker. It soothes all me troubles away. Oh, R-O-R-A. Oh, R-O-R-A.
Proper job. Want to try some, younger?
It's so cozy in the kitchen with the smell of rabbit stew. When the breeze blows across the farmyard, cowshed too.
Oh, I never smelt nothing like it all me life.
When those combine wheels stops turning and the hard day's work is done, there's a pub around the corner. It's the place we have our fun.
Ah, we left the fun off.
I am a cider drinker. I drink it all of the day. I am a cider drinker. It soothes all
porch is full of tadpoles. And the newts between me toes. Oh,
I am a cider drinker. I drinks it all on the day. I am a cider drinker. It soothes all me troubles away. Oh, our, oh, our, a. Oh, our, oh, our, a.
Come on, everyone, get it up there, Dan.
I am a cider.
Something called the Rubber Boot Spy.
I'm a hearty old sailor from Newfoundland shore. I fish for me living on the Wild Labrador. Now the fishing's all over, me work is all done, and I'm going out tonight with me rubber boots on. So I ate up me supper and I shaved off me beard. For courting indeed I was highly prepared. With the day's work all over and the night coming on, I remember that night with me rubber boots on. I knocked on her door and me knock it was low, and out of her slumber me knock she didn't know. She came to the door and said, "Is that you, Tom?" "It is, love," said I, with me rubber boots on. She opened the door and invited me in, and up to her bedroom she invited me in. She jumped on the bed with the blankets rolled on, and I hopped in beside her with my rubber boots on. Well, daylight next morning with the sun in the sky, I turned to me true love to say goodbye. She said, "Don't you leave me, don't you know you done wrong? For you slept here all night with your rubber boots on." I turned to me love with a wink and a smile. I said nothing could happen in such a short while. Whatever I did, love, I did it for fun. Then I hopped out of bed with me rubber boots on. It'd been 9 months later, I was summoned to court. 10 shillings a week, I was fined for me sport. 10 shillings a week from a fisherman's son. I regretted that night with me rubber boots on. But now I'm back fishing, I'm happy for sure. I'll make them 10 shillings on the wild Labrador. And when he gets bigger, I'll take along me son, and he'll catch the codfish with his rubber boots on.
Baxter Whitlight.
"Put the light in the window, my darling," she says, as she gazed at the dark, stormy night overhead. A little girl ran with her eager delight, and she placed in the window the tiny red light. Her father came home from his work withered cold, angry and cross cause his fish were not sold. He said that the oil it must do for the night, so he took from the window the tiny red light. "Oh father, dear father, don't take it away. Think of them poor sailors far out on the bay. If he could have seen what had happened that night, that might have been saved by the tiny red light." The very next morning came a knock on the door. A sailor stood pointing far out on the shore. 3 tiny ships went adrift in the gale, with tears in his eyes told her father this tale. "We followed your tiny red light," said the man, "till it vanished from sight on the rocks our ship ran. Many were drowned on the billows last night, that might have been saved by your tiny red light. That might have been saved by your tiny red light."
Like you would. Sailed that day, and the winter sky was gray. Those brave men fished upon the stormy waves, but spray froze hard a coat, sea ice which caked their boat. He sank beneath the sea, working for you and me. But I know we'll meet in heaven some glad day. Honor we give to these who face the angry seas. They risk their lives and death they often meet. They for their families toil, those that the children smile, and they walk to school with new shoes on their feet. And they walk to school with new shoes on their feet.
Drilling a well is serious.
Thank you. bidding his daughter goodbye, his route she was leaving that day. "You're going to be married," he said with a sigh, "from the old home you're going away. I can't give you riches, it's true, but here is a gift I have treasured for you. It's the ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest thought will be it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me." He said, "You must both go together in life and treat all your cares with a smile. Remember your mother and be a good wife. She was loving and true all the while. And darling, wherever you go, this keepsake will bring you good fortune, I know. It's a ring your mother wore on the day she took my name. Just a plain gold band I placed on her hand when my partner in life she became. It's a simple gift, I know, but my fondest thoughts will be it bring the joy to you and your boy that it brought to your mother and me.
Friends and neighbors, you've just listened to 60 Minutes of Songs, Jigs and Reels from Canada's 10 Provinces, Go to Newfoundland. Until we meet you again next Sunday afternoon, this is Jack Pelly along with John Graham saying, long may your big jib draw happy.
Well, hello there to good friends around the Maritimes, and welcome one and all to the Eric McKeown Show. We're all set to have a little fun, so we've gathered friends and family around the old kitchen stove to sing for their tea. So make yourself at home. Enjoy the day ahead with me here on Maritime Radio. Whoa!
Now Kelly was an Irishman, there is no doubt of that. His mother's name was Bridget and his father's name was Pat. Kelly dearly loved the Highlands but was lured back home again. Still he left us Kelly's Mountain to perpetuate the name.
Oh, the green and lofty mountains by the waters of Bridore had stood for many, many years and will stand for many more. It was the home of Kelly down beside the waters blue. Because he was so lonely, Kelly made his Irish brew.
Kelly dearly loved the Highlands, but he couldn't live alone. For the breezes used to whisper,
"Kelly boy, you must come home."
The breezes kept a-calling night and day. Till from that lofty mountain, they lured him far away.
Oh, the green and lofty mountains by the waters of Bridore had stood for many, many years and will stand for many more. It was the home of Kelly down beside the waters blue. Because he was so lonely, Kelly made his Irish brew.
Now the government is building a causeway or Bridore. The top of Kelly's mountain will make a splendid floor. The rock and gravel are so good and very handy too. They're blasting down the mountain where Kelly made his brew.
Oh, the green and lofty mountains by the waters of Bridore has stood for many, many years and will stand for many more. It was the home of Kelly down beside the waters blue. Because he was so lonely, Kelly made his Irish brew. Because he was so lonely, Kelly made his Irish brew.
and she is pretty. She is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court and a 1, 2, 3. Please will you tell me who is she?
I'll tell me ma when I go home. The boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb. Well, that's all right till I come home.
She is handsome, she is pretty. She is the belle of Belfast City. She is the court and a 1, 2, 3. Please will you tell me who is she?
Now Albert Mooney says he loves her and all the boys are fighting for her. They rap at her door and they tingle on her bell, saying, oh my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Johnny Murray says he died if he doesn't get the girl with the roving eye.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court in a 1, 2, 3, please would you tell me who is she?
Let the wind and the rain and the hill blow high. Let the snow come a-tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie. She'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets that lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, as Albert Minnie she loves still.
She is handsome, she is pretty. She is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please would you tell me who is she? She is handsome, she is pretty. She is the belle of Belfast City. She is a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please would you tell me who is she?
Eat.
Island home one fine and sunny day. I left my happy Highland home to Boston, I did stray. As I walked down Commonwealth Avenue, a Yankee I did spy. I know you are a miner by the black around your eyes. He took me to a nightclub that's just off Scully Square. He took me to a nightclub and sat me in a chair. The waiter brought some porter and some good old Johnny Rye. But begardy, when I looked at him, he had black around his eyes. Well, we eat when we are hungry, we drink when we are dry. Tobacco when we want to smoke, and heaven when we die. If ever the city I live in from it I'll no more roam. I'm just a jolly miner boy and I'm far away from home. Well, my Yankee friend and I then went on a good old spree. We went to Toffee's tea room for some good old Boston beans. Then to Riley's tavern where the bouncer's 6 feet high. And when I got a look at him, he had black around his eyes. Well, the orchestra was playing some good old Highland air. The orchestra was playing and Duffy's on the square. The drummer waved his arms about and breathed a happy sigh. And when I looked him over, he had black around his eyes. Well, we eat when we are hungry, we drink when we are dry. Tobacco when we want to smoke, and heaven when we die. If ever the city I live in from it, no more I'll roam. I'm just a jolly miner boy, and I'm far away from home. Well, I went to Scotty's Corner, it was on the Monday morn. I went to Scotty's Corner and the light of love was born. Well, there I met Miss Molly O, and much to my surprise, although she was there for 20 years, she had black around her eyes. Well, we eat when we are hungry, we drink when we are dry. Tobacco when we want to smoke, and heaven when we die. If ever the city I live in from it I'll no more roam. I'm just a jolly minor boys and I'm far away from home.
Well,
just a few feet from the back porch stands a rugged wooden shack. You're heartbound when you go there, but relaxed when you get back. It will always serve your purpose, in the many years it'll last. But when it's 25 below, you want to get out fast. In the good old Newfie outhouse, when it's 25 below, your pants are freezing at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You'll wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow when you're shivering in the outhouse and it's 25 below. Now the outhouse has one window so the sun can shine in through, and you'll always leave the door ajar so you will not turn blue. And the catalogs are always there to use to your desire. This house that serves you daily, not for rent or not for hire. In the good old Newfie outhouse when it's 25 below, your pants are freezing at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You'll wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow when you're shivering in the outhouse when it's 25 below. In summer, the insects crawl around the ceiling, walls, and floor. And you'll need a can of fly spray when you walk through the door. But summer doesn't last too long, and winter winds can blow. You're shivering in the outhouse when it's 25 below. In the good old Newfie outhouse when it's 25 below, your pants are freezing at your knees as you rise up from the cold. You'll wish you had a blowtorch to melt the ice and snow when you're shivering in the outhouse and it's 25 below. When you're shivering in the outhouse, it's 25 below.
Dum-dee-da-dee-dum-dee-dum.
Well, on the coal boat for St. John's, Newfoundland, and I met a little girl named Sally, and I took her by the
little white hand.
She shook her little head and said, "No way, Fred, I won't go along with your plan. You've been working on the coal boat way, and you're nothing but a dirty old man. You've been working on the coal boat way, and you're nothing but a dirty old man." Well, I had to think of something real fast, you know. Yeah, well, I'm gonna quit the dirty coal boat. I wanna live in Newfoundland. I'll buy a suit and get married. Put a ring up on your little white hand. She nodded her head and said, "Okay, Fred." Sally went along with the plan. But I'm still working on the coal boat way, and I'm nothing but a dirty old man. I'm still working on the coal boat way, and I'm nothing but a dirty old man. It was some time later on the coal boat, I got a little letter from home. Sally said Freddy was a good boy, but the little beggar wanted to roam. She said it's too bad that he's got you for a dad, and I hope that you feel real grand. He's gone working on the coal boat way to be just like his dirty old man. He's gone working on the coal boat way to be just like his dirty old man. Well, I left Cape Breton on the coal boat for St. John's, Newfoundland. And good old Sally was a-waiting, and I took her by the little white hand. She shook her little head and said, "No way, Fred, I won't go along with your plan. You ain't gonna quit the coal boat way, 'cause I loves you, you dirty old man. Gonna quit the coal boat way, old man. I hope you're gonna understand. If you got a pretty little girlfriend and you take her by the little white hand. If she turns her back and says, no way, Jack, I won't go along with your plan. Just keep working on the coal boat way if you wants to be a dirty old man. Just keep working on the coal boat way and you'll be nothing but a dirty old man.
Good day, bye. This is...
Okay.
Bowl! Lots of fish in Bonavis Harbor, lots of fish in the middle of here. Boys and girls are fishing together, 45 from Carmen. Get your hold in the one, get your hold out. One finger on the other, one finger on the tree. And another one, another know that. One diddle and this, one diddle and dee. Oh, Sally's got a boat and your baby father said that he didn't care. Cause he liked a fella for fortune, that was down her fishing that year. Get your hold, there's a one, get your hold, that one finger on this, one finger on she. That's a dumb, there's a one, that's a dumb, that one diddle and this, one diddle and dee. Church every Sunday, not to sing enough of the hair, but to see your fella for fortune, that was down her fishing last year. Get your hold, little one, get your hold, that one finger on this one, finger on she. That's a little, little one, that's a little, that one diddle on this one, diddle on dee. Oh, so George got up in the morning, he got up of a hell of a tear, he tore a seat right out of his britches, now he's got no fair to wear. Get your
Yeah, okay, Ryan Clancy and a little bit of the fella from Fartchen by on this Sunday afternoon.
Asleep through the bar with his
rubber boots on. She said later that morning, about 3:40, she heard a loud knocking on her bedroom door. Then the door come wide open and there stood poor Tom, as drunk as a skunk with his rubber boots on. He looked at her blindly as he walked toward the bed. You'd better not wake up poor mother, she said. Then he tripped in the rug and he went down headlong, and he fell in the bed with his rubber boots on. Well, she tried all she could to get him up off the bed, but he was so drunk he might as well have been dead. So she pulled up the covers and let him sleep on, alone in the bed with his rubber boots on. He awoke the next morning quite full of surprise, 'cause he couldn't remember a thing about last night. So he said to himself, well, I must have had fun, 'cause I'm here in her bed with me rubber boots on. Now the best of the story comes right down to this. He never got even so much as a kiss. But I was in Toronto, so she blamed it on Tom, 'cause he told all them lies about his rubber boots on.
Oh, that was more than nothing.
Okay, John Gibbons, thank you very, very much, and we'll see you over at the Silver Room.
When I was just a young boy, I'd walk along the shore. The ocean gave me souvenirs you can't buy in a store. I'd bring them all home to our house, and Ma, she'd give me hell. Like the time I brought back a rotten squid, and man, what an awful smell. I remember once in the early morn, I ran down to the sea. I saw a seagull on the beach looking very cross at me. I picked up a rock and I let her drift when I struck it in the head. And it turned a couple of figure eights and the darn thing lay there dead. I picked it up and I took it home. I said, Ma, look what I got. Before too long, she had it cleaned and a cooking in the pot. I felt so proud, I jumped for joy and I couldn't wait to eat. When it was cooked, we all sat down and I knew I'd get the feet. It sure tastes good, that seagull stew, and man, was it ever great. I ate till I couldn't eat no more, then Ma, she brought out the cake. I said, no thanks, I'm much too full, I can't eat another bite. But man, oh man, was I ever sorry just before daylight. Well, I got a cramp right in my gut and I knew I had to go. I had to make it to the old outhouse through the darned old blinding snow. With my shorts half on and one leg in my pants, I barely made it through the door. I didn't have time to sit on the seat, so I went all over the floor. Now the moral of this story is, if somebody invites you to sit down at her table and have a meal or two, think kindly, friends, for you accept, you know what you must do. Well, you know what happened to me, my friend, stay away from seagulls too. Charlie the seagull, man, it tasted great. Watch out the next morning, make sure don't lock the gate. 'Cause the first thing when you wake up, I'm sure you'll have to go. Sometimes it's hard to make it to the outhouse through the snow. Yes, sometimes it's hard to make it to the outhouse through the snow.
Friends and neighbors, you've just listened to 60 Minutes of Songs, Jigs and Reels from Canada's 10 Province, good old Newfoundland. Until we meet you again next time in the afternoon right here on Country 101, this is Jack Pelly saying, long may your big jib draw. Have yourself a fantastic Sunday afternoon now.
Join Jack Pelly and the entire Messer Gang to do their theme song recorded in the 40s and especially for you here on the Eric McKeown Maritime Music Show.
Got my dancing boots on, got my Sunday best, going to the barn dance tonight. Got a date with my gal, the one I love the best, going to the barn dance tonight. Talk about your strutting, just watch me put it on. I won't begin to get my wind until the break of dawn. And I'll still be dancing when all the rest are gone, going to the barn dance tonight. All of your barn is cold as a dress. You wore your hands from the wind to the west. Halfway around the property tank, making the leap and shed behind. Hear that violin singing. Going to the barn dance tonight. Now hear that clarinet ringing. Going to the barn dance tonight. Take Don Messer's fiddle and you start right.